Hello, and welcome to the Nonfiction Authors Podcast, where we interview experts who help you learn how to write, market, publish, promote, and profit from your book. The podcast is brought to you by the Nonfiction Authors Association.com, which is the home of the Nonfiction Writers Conference.com. We have several membership levels, all of which offer discounts on our live courses and so many other benefits. Find out more at nonfictionauthorsassociation.com/join. I'm Carla King, your host, and I want to thank you for spending your valuable time with us today. Did you miss anything? Visit the Nonfiction Authors Association website to find all our replays with show notes, links, and transcripts. Now, on to this week's podcast. Today, we're talking with Paige Allen, who is director of Ingram Spark at Ingram Content Group, which is the largest book distributor in the world. And in this episode, you'll learn what's going on at Ingram Spark and how you can use it alone or in combination with Amazon or another service to get worldwide distribution of your books to online stores, bricks and mortar bookstores, and libraries. And maybe other places, well, just depending on what's new. Welcome to the podcast, Paige.
Thank you, Carla. I'm so happy to be here.
And, you know, I'm looking forward to getting your updates now. We're in the first quarter of 2023, and Ingram Spark platform is ever evolving. And as Ingram is the world's largest distribution company, it is smart for self-publishers to consider it in your publishing plans. If you're a traditionally published author, if you're self-publishing supporting materials. But first, I want to ask you, for people who don't know Ingram Spark, and a lot of people really don't yet, and the whole Ingram ecosystem, right, including Spark and Lightning Source and Ingram Pro and Core Source and all that. Can you just quickly describe Ingram Spark's place in the company that is Ingram Content Group?
Yeah, I'd say probably the best place to start is Ingram Content Group, because Spark was birthed from a lot of what we've done there for the past few years. So Ingram Content Group is one of the world's largest distributors as well as manufacturers of books. And really what we do from the Ingram Content Group side is we have what we call Ingram Book Company. We have channel partners, over 40,000 channel partners, which are retailers, right? That you all will know them as, you know, the Targets or the Amazon.coms or the Barnes and Nobles. But with those retailers, we provide our catalog. And through our catalog, those retailers are able to use us for printing as well as bulk printing, and then distribution of and then we do distribution of that content through those partners. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to Ingram Spark, along with Lightning Source, has a virtual inventory or a virtual library that is a catalog of all of the traditionally published as well as independently published books that come in through Ingram Spark. And in that catalog, we provide that same catalog to those 40,000 retail partners. They can then place orders through our iPage system, and those orders again can be one-off orders or they can be significant bulk orders. Ingram Spark is able to leverage really that business manufacturing and distribution side to make that happen. At Ingram Spark, we are a platform that really, if you've written a book, if you've designed a book, you can go onto our website and upload that book and enable it for distribution, and it goes right into that catalog that I was speaking of. And we utilize POD, also known as print on demand, which is a scaled effort of printing, right? It's a quick turn way in which we're able to, and sustainable way in which we're able to print orders as they come in, so that we don't have thousands and thousands of books sitting on a shelf or sitting on inventory, sitting within our inventory of our warehouses. And we're able to leverage that and use that for the solo author, as well as some of the biggest traditional publishers in the world.
Great. Thank you so much. And, you know, nonfiction authors, some of us have been writing for a long time. Writing is our business, but a lot of nonfiction authors are professionals and business people who are writing books on their area of expertise. So they may be coming in new and not know about print on demand, which is awesome. And it happened. When did it happen? In late 2000s, I think. And it just took away the necessity for us to self-distribute and have 1,000 books in our garage. So you mentioned iPage, and that's sort of transparent. That is absolutely transparent to the author, but it is the database, if I'm correct, where bookstores can look and see if your book is available. They might not know and they might not order it, but if somebody comes into the store and say, I want this author's book and it's self-published, they can order it. But there are some requirements around whether a bookstore will order your book or not. So that turns to distribution discounting. Can you explain the levels of discounting that are available and the levels in which a bookstore will and will not order your book?
Yeah. So yeah, if you go into any bookstore, be it an independent bookstore, be it a library or a larger chain, if you want them to have the book on your shelves, all you have to say is my book is with Ingram, and they will know to go to that iPage catalog and they can place an order there. Now, every store or channel partner, as I mentioned earlier, has different criteria in terms of selecting certain books. And some of that is based off of content. Some of that is based off of what we call MSRP or list price, so the cost of your book. But most often it is based off of your returnability status. So one is your book returnable, which stores do tend to favor, right? Where you check, yes, it is returnable. And the other item is your discount, right? So is it meeting the trade discount minimum? And the trade discount is known to be around 40%. So in order for that to happen, a discount within Ingram Spark, for example, when you set up your title, has to meet a minimum threshold. So when you set your discount, we usually ask you to set that around 53% or higher, because between the arrangement, think of Ingram as sort of the middleman here, or the wholesaler here. The arrangement that we have with that bookstore and or retailer, we want to sell that book back to them, but we will do so at a 40% discount. In order for us to give them that 40% discount, your discount on the author or publisher side for that title has to be set at what we recommend at about 53%, but it can go up to 55%. And again, that's a strategy for in-store. You can take a look at changing that. Right now, our discount goes as low as 30%. So if you only want to focus on online sales, you would have a different approach to your discount, your discounting. Mm-hmm.
Right. And for most authors, I have to say, I say set it at 30% and sell it online. People buy online these days. And if somebody wants it from the bookstore, they can order it. And you can play with discounts seasonally as well, right? So in November, you can set it at 40% or 55% and returns to attract bookstore sales as well if you want. Is that right?
Correct. I mean, you test out to see what works. And the same discount may not work for every single title, you know? So it really just depends on, again, seasonal trends, what the content topic is about. But yeah, I would definitely say experiment with that and see what works for you. Where do you find success?
Great. And that's all available in your dashboard and in your account. And I know that you have have improved that over the years greatly. It's easier to use. Are there any other changes to your dashboard and improvements that you can report to people who are already using Ingram?
Well, just last year, we did release our new reporting suite, and that's a great new way to has new graphics, new data points, and something that we will continue to enhance. We do have a lot of things in the pipeline for this year that I can't necessarily spill the beans on yet. But we have launched with our Spark Pro, which is our professional services tier of accounts that have those accounts tend to have a longer tenure with Ingram Spark and have seen some success. But we are piloting what we're calling Ingram ID right now, which is a marketing portal where you can reach verified readers. So we look across all of the books in the Ingram catalog, including traditional and indie. And we've been able to collect and really assess the metadata of that account. And we have our own collection of verified readers and emails and PII or personal information points that we've been able to collect from those readers. So that is all within the back end of the Ingram ID marketing portal. But through that marketing portal, you can set up a campaign for your book. We will provide suggested tags and copy for your advertisement copy. And you can advertise via Facebook, via Google Ads, all in that one platform, as well as a few other social media platforms, all within that one platform. So we are piloting that right now, for our pros, but we do hope to, throughout the year, continue to open that up to more and more customers as we get feedback. But a great marketing tool, and one of many that are coming throughout the year.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. So those are brand new and I want to talk about that. So I want to go back to the reporting tool. So authors are more easily able now to figure out where they're selling, if they're selling more books on Amazon, more, which they almost always are, or Barnes & Noble or any of the other online stores, right? And when they sold, Are they very up to date so you can tell if its success is tied to a marketing campaign?
I would say it's fairly up to date. There may be a lag of somewhere between 24 to 48 hours, but currently the data is only giving you location, not necessarily channel partner, which partner or retailer sold with. But that's something that we're looking to develop. That requires some terms, shifting of terms with some of our channel partners to see how visible we can be with that information. But I'm aware, we're all aware at Spark, that is information that authors need so that they can be more successful and more targeted with who they approach for distribution.
So, wow, so much to cover. So you can do a paper. I did want to go back and say with distribution, you can order and distribute paperback, hardcover, and eBooks, which now only need to be in EPUB format because Amazon takes EPUB now. So people are still a little bit confused about supplying Mobis versus EPUB. So paperback, hardcover, and EPUB. What about audiobooks? Are there plans to give Ingram Spark users access to distribution for audiobooks that you have in CoreSource right now?
Yes, there is. CoreSource does distribute audiobooks right now. As it relates to Ingram Spark, it's more of a scalability challenge, right? So right now you're able to write and upload and we can push it straight to our catalog. But when we step into audio, we also want to create a space where people can easily create audio files at scale. That is a little bit of a technology problem, but that we have, or a challenge that we have today, but it's something that is definitely on our roadmap that we want to bring to authors.
Okay. So we'll look forward to that as well. I wanted to address some customer support issues. You really implemented a great dashboard now, so we can see where sales are coming from and how much we're selling. We've had a chat. We used to have chat and then it disappeared. Are we going to get chat again?
Well, we do have chat. Okay. We have chat and we do have phone. I think what is not widely known is that certain service channels are only available to certain customers. We do hope to get back to the point where we can offer all three service channels.
So how do you decide who is served first? Is there a customer criteria?
So in terms of who is served first, it's first come, first serve in terms of an inquiry as it comes in. So we work, work from if a request came in at 7 a.m. in the morning, we're going to go to that one first. But if you're speaking about when is a service channel available to a customer versus not, that is currently based off of a customer's tenure with Ingram Spark, as well as account performance and engagement. So performance may be related to the number of titles that you have, the volume that you have, the volume or units that you're bringing in a year, but it's based off of those three components.
All right. And you did talk about Spark Pro. Is that a paid service that a self-publisher can opt in to get more help?
Oh, okay. So Spark Pro is our professional services program, but I think you and I spoke about earlier Ingram Spark Connect. So if you go to ingramspark.com/connect, that is a landing page that you can sign up for paid premium service with one of our service experts and professionals there. So you can schedule 30-minute session for $25, or you can schedule an hour session for $49. And you can choose if you want to do it via phone, but we also can do virtual meetings and can do screen share and can help you maneuver anything regarding your account.
I do want to also talk about the printing process with POD. As with anything in volume, mistakes are made. The pages are faded or crooked. It happens. I have printed so many thousands of copies of books, and occasionally I will get something weird happening with it. I have to say, though, I did way back in 2000, I printed 2,500 copies of a book, and one batch, like my whole last chapter was missing. Of it all. And I had people emailing me going, "Are you kidding me? You stopped right there." And it was a printing issue. What happens? That was even with offset, very careful, very professional offset printing. What happens with the POD machines?
Well, sometimes it depends on the file itself sometimes we're not able to explain it. It's because the machine is printing at scale. It may read that print file correct for times 1 through 1,000, but on time 1,001, it may be incorrect. And we understand that those issues do exist. Unfortunately, the level of quality I will say we have one of the highest levels of POD quality that exists today, but sometimes that really detailed sort of luxury level quality that you may get from an offset printer may not necessarily exist with POD because it is happening at scale. Sometimes if it's seasonal, it can be what's happening on the manufacturing floors, where we may bring in extra workers outside the floor onto the floor in order to help us, right? And there are manual components. It's not the machine prints the pages, but there are manual touches in terms of the binding that happens and the lamination that happens. And so that their human error will happen. But also, just because you have a bigger order that you do doesn't necessarily mean that big order will be printed all at once. Sometimes it will be broken up to different batches, right? And so sometimes there can be either cross-contamination or confusion between the printer reading the files of the batch that just came before or the book that just came before in that batch and the book that comes after. And sometimes it gets confused, and then we end up with those quality issues. But unfortunately, we don't have people that check every single page of the book. So we do We do have those.
It's tough. I know. I mean, I've worked in manufacturing and high tech all my life, and it's just, I'm kind of amazed it works as well as it does. I have seen when there are complaints, you replace the books, which is always as great. So thank you for that. And I know that equipment is being updated and changed all the time. And with the pandemic, of course, there were supply chain issues. Are those remaining? Is that remaining an issue today in 2023?
I would say in some parts of the world, but not at scale or near to the amount that we saw, you know, a year or 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, during that time, we had rarely had any paper issues. We always had the volume that we needed in regards to that. But you have seen consolidations happen between offset printers, between paper manufacturers, as well as other components of the, you know, material vendors of the book making process. But I would say to the scale that it was, no, it's no longer a large concern. More so supply and or economic concerns as it relates to what we've seen out of the UK and really some of the difficulty that they've had around inflation, economic changes towards the back end of the year. But still, we're still going strong.
Thank you. Well, that's great to hear. And you know what I didn't ask that I wanted to was when many authors upload to Ingram Spark and Amazon.com, and they use Amazon KDP print and KDP for their ebook. I always talk about the paperback needs one ISBN, the hardcover needs one ISBN, and the ebook needs one ISBN, no matter where you're uploading it, right? And that's how Amazon and you both know that it's the same book. I've heard upload it to Ingram first or upload it to Amazon first. What is the best practice there?
I mean, I of course have bias, right? I say upload it to both. I don't think that they're, we tend to see a little bit more issues when the ASN, right? So
Amazon product number, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On that side, when they're trying to transfer it over to a new ISBN or try to, you know, cancel the title of KDP and move it over. But there's really not a method to the madness. I, of course, am biased and say choose Ingram Spark first. You can really do either. But I do tend to see that there are a little bit more issues when people go KDP first and then to Ingram Spark.
Okay, good. All right. Well, it can get sorted out and both of you have customer service. So great. And I did want to end with some marketing tools. You've got iPage ads for a really good price, which is advertising to bookstores that your title is available. And if you're going to advertise to bookstores, you should have that 53% and returns program, right? So can you describe how much that costs and how that gets out to the bookstores?
I want to say that our iPages are $150, if I'm correct. So Ingram Spark will create monthly lists for bookstores where they can go in with an iPage and check out the seasonal list that we may create for that is only Ingram Spark titles. So they're able to access indie content that way, but then there's also ads within newsletters, ads within the actual iPage catalog itself that can attract buyers in that way. But we are trying to continue to reinvent and expand what we can do from a advertising component to get indie titles, especially. Our commitment is to indies first, right? So getting them in front of those buyers in bookstores.
And then you have a Publishers Weekly Book Life Professional Book Review, which is a trade review. I think it is like $325 off the regular price. So for $75, you get a guaranteed professional review by a Publishers Weekly reviewer. Is that still going on? That's an amazing opportunity.
Yeah, that is still going on. Mm-hmm. There. And reviews are just so important. They're great for your metadata, definitely in terms of legitimizing your title. So yes, that's still going on. We do have a section on our dashboard under marketing where you can access a lot of that information. We also have the Edelweiss catalog that you can access for $15 to that catalog. And we have our own Edelweiss list that if you opt into, buyers, of course, can see that information as well.
And I really would love to talk to you about so many other things like Book.io, NFT for books and all this, but we have run out of time. So I really just want you to let us know where we can keep up to date with what the heck is happening with Ingram Spark all the time and where we can maybe reach customer support when we need it, all the URLs, which we will put also in the show notes.
Yes. So you can always go to ingramspark.com to see what is going on. You can visit our blog there as well as our resources and expert channels. You can also do ingramspark.com/business-updates where you can receive some updates. In terms of reaching our support team, please go to, you can email ingramsparksupport@ingramcontent.com or go to ingramspark.com/connect. So I hope you got all those.
We'll get all that. We'll get all that in the show notes. And I'm always pointing people to your resources section on ingramspark.com with all the book specs and creating your book cover template and your free barcode that comes with that when you put that in your book cover template. You know, it's just a wealth of information there. So Paige, I know you are so busy and I want to thank you for your time today and I'm going to invite you back in another 6 or 8 months to get some more updates if that's okay.
Do a part two. I would love it.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the podcast. And thank you to all of our listeners for listening to this episode. And remember, keep writing. The world values your experience and expertise. Until next time. Hey, just a couple more things. I want to give a shout out to our awesome sponsors and partners, which you can find in our resources section, along with a huge list of experts who can help you with every aspect of your publishing journey. Our sponsors right now include the Editorial Freelancers Association, where you can find your perfect editor, Mindster Media, a great self-publishing company for all of your needs, Journey 66 for online learning and coaching, and Lulu for print-on-demand and ebook creation and distribution. Partners include Audivita for audiobook production, First Editing for your editorial needs, and Payhip for your e-commerce solution. We also offer a publisher's program for publishers who want to help their authors gain an understanding of the publishing, marketing, and promotion process so together you can sell more books. Please contact us at service@nonfictionauthorsassociation.com to request more information. Thanks again for your time, and please join us each week by subscribing to our YouTube channel or on your favorite podcast audio app.